Hi, this is Jenny Gerard speaking. Today's church service was a special one for families, and this is the message that I recorded especially for the younger members of our congregation. Let me tell you a story about a family living through the COVID pandemic. What are they feeling, and why do they feel this way? Have you been going through the same feelings as you went through lockdown and now the second wave? Hard times. Kevin slumped down into the couch. He was angry and bored. He was stuck at home with his 9-year-old sister Emma and his mum. He couldn't go anywhere. He couldn't see his friends. He couldn't take his dog for a walk in the park. And worst of all, his soccer practices and games were cancelled. Like forever. He had no idea how long this crazy situation was going to last. "What are you doing?" asked Emma as she sat down on the couch next to him. "Go away," said Kevin. "I don't feel like talking." Logan was 12 and felt much older than Emma. He was sure she didn't have a grown-up problems like he did. "I heard that," said Mum, coming into the living room and glaring at Logan. "We're tired of your grumpy attitude and how you take it out on us. We're all having a hard time with this, look, Kevin, not just you." "Yeah," Emma said, shrugging her shoulders. "I just wondered if you wanted to play a game or something. I miss my friends, and I'm tired of staying home all the time." Kevin shoved his earbuds into his ears and slumped down even more, a worried, angry look on his face. Emma decided to go into the kitchen to find a snack. As she grabbed the bread and took the Nutella from the cupboard, her mum walked into the kitchen. "Hungry?" asked Mum. She slipped an arm around Emma's shoulders. She looked tired. "Hey, when you've got your sandwich together, can you bring it out into the living room? I need to talk with you and Kevin about something important." A few minutes later, Kevin and Emma were sitting on the couch and Mum was in the big armchair opposite from them. Kevin and Emma were feeling a bit nervous, wondering what Mum had to talk with them about. "First of all, I need to apologise to you, Kevin," said Mum. "I snapped at you, just like you did to Emma. This is all getting to me too, but I don't have to take my frustrations out on you. I'm sorry." She sighed. "And now I have some bad news to tell you. Grandma was admitted to the hospital today because her cough is worse and she was having a hard time breathing. I'm sure she will be taken care of very well, but we're not allowed to go to see her right now." Emma burst into tears. "Is she going to die?" she asked between sobs. "We all hope not," said Mum. "We will pray that her body is strong enough to fight this virus. I heard about a 97-year-old lady who was able to recover from it and go home. Grandma is pretty strong, so I think she has a fighting chance to get better." Mum moved across the room and sat down next to Emma. She gave her a side hug. "And you know, Emma, that we are all going to die one day. But we know that when that happens, Jesus promises us that we will go to be with God forever. We believe that Jesus has saved us from our sinfulness and from a final death, so we don't need to worry about leaving our body. When the time comes, we'll go to Jesus. Grandma believes that too." Emma nodded her head, a little more reassured. "Oh, I hate what's happening to our lives," said Kevin. "When will things get better? I'm sorry I'm so grumpy, but I'm worried. I'm worried that we're going to get sick, and I'm worried that Dad will lose his job like my friend Severine's mum did. And now I'm worried about Grandma." "This is hard for everyone, isn't it?" Mum said. "Things are tough now. and life is full of uncertainties. But you know, I can promise you a couple of things. Firstly, it won't last forever, and as long as we are living in these crazy days, God will be with us in them. We will face this together with God's help. We will get through it. Emma had stopped crying, and now Kevin sat up straighter and raised his head as if facing the challenges head on. "So what do you think about making some pizza for dinner?" asked Mum. "I'll make the crust and you two can decide what toppings you'd like." And together they walked into the kitchen. So, do you remember what the children were thinking in this story? How the virus has affected their lives? What were they feeling? Fear, frustration, anger, irritation, boredom. They might have been happy to have been at home as a family and possibly happy not to have to go to school every day. But they were also afraid of getting ill, afraid of death, sad because they were separated from their families and friends, and especially from their grandma and grandpa. Does this sound like what you've been going through? We can have the best parents in the world. We can trust in God to protect us and to help us in difficult situations. But we do also feel bad things. We still worry and get angry. These feelings are a part of us. I even know a pastor who was really anxious about the virus at the beginning of the pandemic, even though he has real faith. I just want to point out that it wasn't our pastor. So do you realize that Jesus is the one person we need to cling to when things get rough? He is our Lord and our Savior. When you read the Bible, ask yourself these questions. What is Jesus like? How is he with his friends, the disciples, and with the people who crowded around him? He was attentive to them and to their needs. He listened. And he is still listening to us today. Jesus is still the master of any situation, whether it be illness or suffering or testing times or uncertainty and unpredictability. Jesus promised never to leave us. Physically, he went up and joined God in heaven, but he did send the Holy Spirit to earth to be with us believers. The Holy Spirit helps us by giving us strength to continue when things get tough. He reminds us how we can face our difficulties with God's help. When I choose to follow Jesus, to make him my Lord and Savior, I can continue life with trust, courageously, and with a sense of peace. He shows me when I need to ask forgiveness if I've done wrong or if I've hurt someone else, like in our story. I rather think that Kevin said sorry to his sister a bit later on. The Bible says that Jesus carried our suffering and our illnesses on the cross. He loves us. He helps us. He understands when we're sad or angry or when we are afraid. During my message today, I showed the different words and emojis expressing the emotions people our story were feeling. Then I showed how these were like rocks that we carry around us in a backpack. We collect a heap of rocks. And what I suggest you to do is to write your feelings on some rocks with marker pens and then put them into your backpack. I did that. I put them in my backpack and it was really heavy to carry. But what can we do with these emotions, these feelings? When we're really afraid or angry or worried, our emotional backpack is really heavy to carry. Well, we can empty that bag at the foot of the cross. I took the rocks out of my backpack and I placed them at the foot of the cross. And then I showed that my backpack was so much lighter. When Jesus died, all these negative things, our sins, our suffering, our illnesses, sort of died with him. And we all know what happened after his death. Jesus came back to life again. And because he came back to life and lives on today, he is powerful enough to help us with our problems, our difficulties, and our challenges. There's another thing that we can do when we get stressed. It's a breathing exercise. Like, if you inhale, you can think at the same time or say, God knows what is happening. You exhale and think or say, God knows what I'm feeling. You can inhale and say, he knows what I'm afraid of. And exhale and think or say, he is there for me. And why don't you learn this verse from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5? God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Another thing to help us when we're stressed is to list as many positive things about our life as possible, all the things that we can thank God for. The Bible recommends us to focus on whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. We find that verse in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Remember when people applauded all the medical staff and those on the front line who helped all the ill people during the worst of the lockdown? People used to stand at their windows and do it at 8 o'clock each night. That sort of thing really helps us get through the hard times. And we can also praise and worship God. The children of our church recorded separately a worship song during lockdown, and Annalus made a video of it. You can watch it on our YouTube channel, EEL Bergerac. That's a fun thing to do when everything seems a bit too much. So let's thank God for the good things. Let's worship him as well, remembering who he is. The Bible tells us, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And what's the result of doing this? Philippians 4 verse 7 goes on to say, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The COVID virus is dangerous, and we need to be careful. We need to follow the instructions the authorities decide upon and the recommendations of the health experts to stay safe and to protect others around us. That's why I was not at the service today and why I recorded my message for you, because I had to stay away. However, God is the absolute chief of this world. He is our champion. We can face these challenges because he promises to be with us always until the end of time. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the all-powerful, almighty God. Thank you, Jesus, for taking on all of our suffering, our pain, our illnesses, our sins. Thank you that we can place all these things at the foot of your cross and that you take charge of them. We thank you for your Holy Spirit who helps us to face up to the challenges of every day, that he gives us courage, who reminds us of what you've said to us, reminds us of what you've done already in this world. And we thank you that we can have courage to go on, to make right choices, to live according to God's holy law, and to know that there will be an end to this time, and that you are with us until the end of all time, and you promised this, and you always keep your promises. We praise you, our holy, wonderful God. We thank you, Jesus, and we ask for your blessing. Amen.